KJAN Sports.
It's time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school girls softball play last night, Atlantic grabbed a couple of wins over the Creston Panthers at the Atlantic Little League Complex. Atlantic edging out the win in game one with a seventh inning run to win 3-2. Melina Woodward put one in play with the bases loaded, and the Panthers threw home for the force out on Ava Rush. Peyton Rice then tried to throw to first to snag Woodward, but the throw was a bit off and the catch misplayed by Hallie Evans at first base, and the ball got through. Madison Botas had advanced to third with the contact and then was sent home on the errant throw and slid in safely to secure that victory. Both teams finished with seven hits in the contest, but three errors by the Panthers in that final frame proved to be the difference. Lauren Nicholas reached all three times at the plate and had two hits, including an RBI single in the fourth that tied the game up at two. Neva Randall went 2-for-3 for Creston with a first-inning home run to right center. Olivia Engler had eight strikeouts in the win for Atlantic. The second game was a back-and-forth affair with some chunk scoring in contrast to the single run trading in the first. Atlantic scored two in each of the first and second to go up 4-0. Creston answered with four in the third to tie the game before Atlantic answered back with three in the bottom of the frame. Creston would tie the game again with three runs in the fourth, but that would end their scoring for the night. Atlantic grabbed the lead back with a run scored in the bottom of the fourth, three more in the fifth, and two more in the sixth inning. Kennedy Gergen pitched the first three innings, and Engler came on to finish the rest of the way. Atlantic racked up 12 hits with Alyssa Derby leading the way with a couple of doubles, an RBI, and two runs scored. Gergen also had a big RBI double and a couple of runs scored. Atlantic head coach Terry Hinsman thought their pitchers did a good job of fighting against a dangerous Creston lineup.
You know, we made some mistakes, I think, in both games that we got to clean up defensively before we go up to Harlan tomorrow night. But, hey, hats off to Liv doing a great job in both, and Ken as well, coming in and spelling some innings for us a little bit there and keeping a really, really good top-of-the-order team off balance as much as possible.
Coach Hinsman also thought just giving at-bats a chance was a huge part of both games.
You know, that was the key, was just put the ball in play. You know, we just can't strike out, especially with two outs and runners in scoring position. Just put the ball in play and make them do something with it. And you saw that they had a couple of errors there that led to runs for us, and those were going to be huge, especially going down a stretch, well, both games actually, but particularly the second game.
Atlantic improved to 10-1 on the season and prepare for a road trip to Harlan tonight, followed by a visit to Lewis Central on Thursday. Creston falls to 4-7 on the season. They'll host Clarinda tonight and travel to Shenandoah on Thursday. Also in the Hawkeye 10 last night, Lewis Central swept a pair from Glenwood 10-0 and 3-2. Clarinda beat St. Albert 7-4 in the first game of a doubleheader. St. Albert won the second game 10-6. From the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW, a 4-2 win over Logan Magnolia's. Kaylee Jones tossed the complete game win, giving up just one earned run in that contest. Grayson Partlow led the offense. She had a couple of hits, scored a run, and helped out the offense there. Also, Audubon 13-1 over IKM Manning last night. Maddie Nielsen had a homer. Kaylee Hartle had a hit with three RBIs, and Jordan Porsche had a hit and knocked in a pair of runs last night as well to help out Audubon. Lennox defeated Riverside in nine innings by a 2-1 final as TJ Stokes struck out 22 hitters and scattered seven hits over the course of that game in the victory. Kenna Ford had 10 strikeouts pitching for Riverside last night. Also, Missouri Valley beat Tri-Center 7-4. Underwood over Trainer 4-1. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK over Orient Maxburg 11-0. Bowyer Valley beat Cam 6-1. Glidden Ralston over Whiting 4-1. Woodbine beat Arweva 3-1. In the Corner Conference, Griswold a 5-2 winner over Fremont Mills last night, scoring three runs in the seventh inning. As they pick up the win, Carly Milliken struck out eight, and she picked up the victory. Brenna Roselle had a couple of hits and knocked in a run for the Tigers. Also in the Corner Conference, Sydney over Essex 18-8. Stanton beat East Mills 15-1. Other scores in softball around the area, ACGC beat Panorama 5-3. Boone over Carroll 12-0. West Central Valley beat Madrid 9-5. In boys baseball action last night, Atlantic swept a pair from Creston 10-3 and 10-0. Garrett McLaren, a couple of hits. Gunnar Kirchhoff had a hit and a couple of knocked in the first game win for Atlantic, as Brendan Atkinson also homered and had a couple of RBIs. Dayton Templeton picked up the win on the mound. Also in the second game, Grant Sturm, Bodie Johnson, Wyatt Redenbaugh, they all had a couple of hits to help lead the Trojans in that victory. Redenbaugh had a single, a homer, and he drove in three runs. Johnson and Ethan Sturm had two RBIs each in that contest for Atlantic. Also in the Hawkeye 10, St. Albert beat Clarinda 8-3 in the first game of a doubleheader. Clarinda 8-7 in the second game. Denison Sleswig downing Shenandoah 9-5. Harlan beat Sioux City North 16-1 in the first game of a doubleheader. Sioux City North came back 16-9 in the second game. In Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon, a 7-4 winner over IKM Manning last night. Gavin Smith, a couple of hits, couple of RBIs, and a couple of runs scored as well. Ethan Klucky also had a couple of hits last night for the Wheelers. Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW 7-6 in the game last night. Blake Holst had three hits, including a double, and drove in a couple and scored a couple also last night to help AHSTW. Trainer beat Underwood 7-1. Tri-Center 10-2 over Missouri Valley as Leighton Nelson threw six shutout innings, striking out six, and had a nice night at the plate as well, helping Tri-Center to the win. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Boyer Valley beating Cam 6-1. Glidden Ralston 8-5 over Coon Rapids Bayard. West Harrison also beat Coon Rapids Bayard 8-5. Woodbine over Arweva 2-1. In the Corner Conference, it was Fremont Mills over Griswold by a final of 9-7. Colton Turner and Sam Olson each had a couple of hits last night to help lead the way for Griswold. Also, Sydney over Essex in five innings, 13-1. East Mills beat Stanton 6-4. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox outscored Riverside by a 10-9 score as Lennox scored eight of their 10 runs in the fourth inning, helping them out to the victory. Also, Red Oak beat Southwest Valley in five innings, 11-1. Panorama over ACGC, 19-5. West Central Valley beat Madrid by an 8-5 final. The Iowa High School Baseball Coaches Association weekly rankings out yesterday showed Johnston on top in Class 4A, Pleasant Valley, Urbandale, Waukee, and Dubuque Hempstead the top five. Lewis Central's ranked 10th this week. In 3A, it's Marion, Wallert Catholic, Central DeWitt, Gilbert, and Winterset the top five teams. In Class 2A, Van Meter, Roland Story, Des Moines Christian, Centerville, and Dyke New Hartford the top five. Panorama in at number 9. And in Class 1A, Newman Catholic is top-ranked. St. Albert is number 2. Don Bosco, Remsen St. Mary's, and North Lynn, the top 5. Cam checks in at number 10 in this week's poll. In Major League Baseball, just a few games last night. The Angels beat the Royals 8-3. Max Stassi, 3-for-4 with a homer and 3 knocked in to lead the Angels. Hunter Dozier was 3-for-4 with an RBI for the Royals in their loss. Padres beat the Cubs 9-4. Red Sox over the Marlins 5-3. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes have pushed their foreign trip to next year. The Hawkeyes were in line to go overseas this summer, and with several key players gone from last year's team, it would have been perfect timing.
We were excited to go. You know, we are in a position to go, but we had a travel ban to August 1st, so we weren't sure whether or not that date would change.
And McCaffrey says there was that travel ban until August 1st and no guarantee it would change, so it wasn't worth it. Iowa State forward George Condit is playing for Puerto Rico this summer as the country tries to qualify for the Summer Olympics in Tokyo. The team will practice through Thursday, and then later this month will head to Serbia for an Olympic qualifying tournament.
Up there to play for a country, an entire island, and gives them an opportunity and chance to play in the Olympics and opportunity and chance for me to be a part of it. So I just can't wait for it.
It's the second time he's played for Puerto Rico internationally. He played on the U18 team before coming to ISU, and this team has the same coach. Condit averaged nearly 2.5 points and more than 3.5 rebounds last season for the Cyclones. That's Check of Sports here this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.